Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another edition of TNJ Radio. It's your main man, T. Foster, tuning in right here with my brother, Jay Wells. How you doing, man?
I'm excellent, brother. Good afternoon, kings and queens. I hope everyone is having a wonderful week.
Yes, sir. I'm feeling good, feeling great. Got me a couple days off work here, so had some time to sit back and take it easy. So looking forward to a really productive show tonight. Some really interesting dialogue. If you want to catch up with your brothers here on TNJ Radio, Solution-Based Radio, you can give us a call, 347-324-5360, 347-324-5360. Or if you just want to get involved with the chat, please feel free to do so. The chat room is open. If you have questions that you want to throw in at us or that you just want to start dialoguing with, please feel free to jump in and do that as well. We welcome the dialogue. We welcome any ideas or thoughts that you all may have. And, you know, if you have solutions that you want to get in the mix, we welcome that because everybody's opinion is respected right here on TNJ Radio. And we have a really, really hot topic tonight based on Jay Wells' main man, Don Lemon, has been having a series of television shows on CNN this week talking about with Mark Lamont Hill, and most recently Trinidad James was on there, the rapper Trinidad James, and he's had several other rappers on there as well and or black entertainers. He also had a member of the KKK on there talking about the use of the N-word earlier this week, or it might have been late last week, but it was this week nevertheless. And they're really just talking about its usage in society, who can use it, who can't use it. And it's just really one of those age-old debates. But it's always one of those conversations that people talk about and talk about and talk about, but a real solution never comes out of it. And I keep it extra funky. I don't feel like a solution will be achieved today, meaning like, okay, this is the end-all, be-all. But I do think that, you know, here we'll actually be able to talk about solutions as opposed to just rambling on and on and on about, you know, the usage overall, but actually, you know, getting to a place to where we can say, okay, let's just say, let's do this, you know, let's do that. And then this is something that we can actually put into action in our everyday lives. But just to get into it, you know, the word has taken on a life of its own, obviously. I mean, we aren't going to treat you all like your babies and go through the history and the lineage of the word and, you know, its origin and all that good stuff. You know, we're going to really dive straight into this and get to it. First of all, I'll share this with you all about myself. I'm anti-N-word, you know, flat out. A few years ago, actually more than a few years ago, I probably say about 6 or 7 years ago, close to 10 years ago, I'm trying to think about what year I really stopped using it, but I just came to the conclusion that it was a word that I didn't want to use with the plight that I was on in life, banging on the system, banging on, you know, white supremacy and fighting for causes that were near and dear to my heart. I felt that by me using that word, I was essentially being a part of the problem as opposed to a part of the solution. And so I just took it out of my vocabulary. One of the things that I ran into was other people, mainly black folks, not being able to accept the fact that I didn't want to be called the N-word. And that was one of the main issues I ran into personally. But before I get into my personal experiences with it, Wells, where do you come out on the N-word in terms of using it? Do you use it? Is it appropriate? Is it not appropriate? Where do you come out on that, man?
First things first, you know I despise Don Lemon, man. Don't put me and my man's Don Lemon in a sentence, especially not in public.
All right, man, my bad.
But no, as far as the N-word goes, I'm not going to be a hypocrite and act like I've never used it or I don't use it. And first, like me personally, I don't use it. I don't use it in public. But if I do use it, it's like in a moment. You know what I'm saying? It's like using profanity. I don't even use profanity. I do everything I can to not curse. I look at the N-word in that same way. It's like if I do use it, it's a complete, geez, man, I blacked out. Somebody made me that upset or the moment got to me that much. Because I hate to hear it come out of anyone's mouth, especially towards me. Because I feel like historically the word itself has done so much to us and it goes so far within our culture, it's hard to kind of try to shed light of it. And that's kind of, and you can go a lot of different ways with that. But I want to touch on something. And again, if you listen to the show, you catch me on Twitter, you catch me on Instagram, I always talk about my guy Booker T. Washington, Dr. Kaba Kameen. He has a great YouTube video that talks about the definition, the origin of the N-word. I mean, I can't give you a full synopsis of it. We don't have time for that, but take a look at it if you get a chance. It's great. It's great insight because that guy's an amazing teacher. But pretty much he talks about the origin of the word and how a good word or something that's positive gets shed and turned into a negative light, kind of like the swastika. Because in different cultures, swastika in like Hinduism, swastika means like peace or like almost like a god. And because of what happened with the Nazis and Hitler, something that was positive was turned into a negative. And that's similar to what happened to the word negus that got turned into what we would just refer to as the N-word. You know what I mean? And that's something that I really think we should all kind of take a look at if we get the opportunity. Just kind of do some research on it. And when you get that kind of light on it, it'll kind of help give you a bigger picture of how a negative word has pretty much become almost like the ultimate like talking point, especially when you look at the light of what happened at the University of Oklahoma and how the word is used and the way we use it culturally. Like we use it almost to the point where it's like a term of endearment when it's really not. It's like we've been whitewashed into thinking like, hey man, we can make this cool even though it's bad. We know it's bad. It's been used to oppress us, but we're going to pretend and make it seem like it's cool. We're going to make it seem like it's good. And the thing is, man, we know better. You know what I mean? It's like everyone has that older family member, that older person in their life that you know has been called that word, had that word screamed at them as a way to hurt them, as a way to offend them. So the fact that people feel comfortable referring to each other as that is kind of tough. And it's like that's something we got to shake. And like you mentioned, that's not something that we'll change, that can change overnight. Because again, we've been brainwashed into thinking that, hey man, that's common language. You know, it's like, cause I'm not even being completely transparent, I grew up in a house where everybody got called one. You talk about Etoile Fisher, when she was calling everyone the N-word so much, people started to be able to tell who she was talking to by the way she said it. That's what I grew up in. It's like my great-grandmother let us have it, dude, consistently. Between me, my cousins, she just gave us all the business with it. We were kind of immune to it. And as I began to develop my own train of thought, my own way of thinking, you kind of see what's real and what's bad about it. You know what I mean? And that's something that a lot of us have never been able to shake. And with that, the word itself, it is one of those conversations that's been ongoing. I'm not sure if you remember this, Trav, when they had the stop the N-word, the N-word blacked out with the stop sign. You know what I mean? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like that was a major thing. But the problem is I feel like with that movement, there wasn't enough young people behind it. And again, with any good movement, any real movement, any positive, productive movement, it has to be brought, it has to be, the young people have to be behind it. And when I say the young people, the 18 to 25 year old generation, they have to be behind it. And that's why you see the consistent response of like the Black Lives Matter movement. They've been doing great things. And again, especially like me living here in the DC area, these guys are everywhere. They always have something going on. And I think that's pretty awesome that it hasn't fallen off.
Well, I'll say this real quick, man. Like, on that Black Lives Matter tip, like, I think that's super weak. And I'm going to say this and then jump back right back into the N-word thing because, like, so the people that invented that are mad that people are using it. That's tomfoolery, man. You know, if you create a slogan that has black people feeling good about themselves, that has people of other ethnicities and backgrounds jumping on board to say that Black Lives Matter and black people are somebody, why would you be mad that people are using that? And there, I saw an interview on, I think it was TheRoot.com, where they were actually hot about that. But anyway, I just thought that was completely just utterly
silly. That's just petty. That part is petty.
Hold on, man. Stop, Wells, because we got to keep going, man. Because we're going to start talking about that, man, and we don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't like start banging on them, man. And we need to be banging on Don right now. But that's weak, though, man. But anyway, I just was like, really? Like, are you really doing an interview on this saying people still in Black Lives Matter? Anyway, but this is what I was going to get into, though, bro. So when it comes to the N-word, though, like, the use is so silly, and this is one of the main reasons that I stopped using it and one of the reasons why I don't understand why people use it. Like, I get it, but a word that has dual meaning to me basically almost has no meaning, almost, because if you could say one thing and then it means a negative and a positive, then those cancel out and mean nothing. So the N-word is essentially the same in that same category. For example, you can run up and say, man, we about to rob this nook, right? Man, we about to get at this nook, like, to your enemy. But then turn around and say it's a term of endearment and say, yo, what up, my nook? You feel me? Like this is my brother. This is my main man. But how can you use the same word to do both things? And I completely, man, look, I'm from the hood. I'm from all of that. I used to use it back in the day, so I get it. But at some point, you have to get to the point to where you understand that the word has gotten to a point to where it's canceled itself out and it no longer has a true meaning or role in society when it means a negative and a positive. In my personal opinion. And so that's why I don't get it. I hear people saying, you know, when they're about to go fight somebody or they about to go put some work in, let's go get this N-word. Well, how is that a term of endearment? How is that anything positive? And, I mean, I can't ride with the fact that it goes both ways. I get it. But and when you talk about just, you know, sheer logic and what makes sense to me, that makes absolutely no sense. And at some point you have to be like, okay, it's enough of that, it's time to move on. And I digress, but I mean, what do you think about that? Because that's really one of the main arguments that keeps the word alive when it comes to music and it comes to everything else. But then in the same song where they bigging up a dude, they saying, let's go body a dude and call them both of those same dudes the N-word.
And again, man, a lot of it, I think it has to do with the lack of vocabulary, like just being simple, just being for real. Listen to a lot of music, man. People run out of stuff to rhyme with, so they just throw the N-word at the end of it. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of guys do a little clown stuff like that. And again, with it being so ingrained in our culture from movies to music, it's really just, it's given it a larger platform. You know, it's like, and I really hate to believe, man, that children are really growing up around it. I would really hate to believe that, but it's still something that's prevalent in the black home. You know, when kids are growing up with parents that are using it frequently, parents are listening to music with it. And like, Trav, we talked about this before, like over the past, I want to say the past year, I've bought nothing but clean music, as hard as it is.
I bought nothing but clean music. Right.
It's like, and we talked about it before. Some songs, they're a little bit worse, but some songs are a little bit better.
They are.
It's like sometimes artists, man, they really go out of their way to just throw the N-word in there. And it's really kind of clownish. You know what I mean? It's really kind of clownish. And the thing is, it goes back to us taking pride in ourselves and our culture. And that's where it always comes back to, man. It's like until we start to do that, it's going to continue to be an issue. It's going to be something that continues to linger on. You know, it's like it's gotten to the point now where we use it so much in regular conversation, people of other cultures, of other ethnicities use it to each other. It's like I've seen Asian people refer to themselves as N-words. You know what I'm saying? I've personally seen that. And I was like, and this was like a random moment in a mall. You know what I'm saying? I was like, and they were talking to each other.
Right.
I was just walking past, and I thought he was talking to me. I turned around. No, man, he was talking to us. They were just having a conversation. I didn't know whether to get mad or just look stupid. I just looked stupid. I didn't know what to do.
Right.
Wow. It was like, but it happens, man. It's one of those things where it's like, until we eliminate it from our cultures, and believe it or not, man, Paul Mooney said it best. Everybody wants to be in, but nobody wants to, you know what I mean? It's like, that's facts. It's like people want to live off our culture. They want to make money off our culture. They want to enjoy the swag of our culture. But when it's time to have black people problems, nobody wants to be around for it. And it's really kind of it's definitely saddening. It's heartbreaking when you think about it. But we have the richest and we have the coolest culture around, and everyone knows that. People embrace it. But the thing is, no one wants to deal with the things that come from it. And we have to, until we get to the point where we're making it positive, no one else will take it that way. And that's why we just need to, like you said, that word, the negative and the positive meanings of it cancel each other out. And honestly, personally, it does more harm than good on any level. So until we remove it from our vocabularies, no one else will.
Yeah, I agree. And I was just thinking about, like, when you said that just made me think about the music, because me and you kind of both started doing the same thing where we were buying the clean music, and I was just thinking about how some albums are still dope without the profanity, and a lot of, you know, our listeners probably aren't, well, I don't want to assume, but probably aren't buying clean music on purpose. So if most people, like, if they get the clean album, it's like, oh man, like, I copped a clean album, that was a mistake, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't mean to do that, right? Like, I'm hot, like, man, I just got this clean album. But it's funny because the Joey Badass album is really dope clean. But then, like, I was listening to the Kendrick Lamar, and I'm like, man, like, I'm really at times struggling to, and I think that album is fresh so far, but at times I'm really struggling to piece his message together because it's so many N-bombs in it that you kind of lose what he's saying at times, because I'm like, well, what was he saying right there? You know, was he about to say this? Was he about to say that? So that's really interesting. One thing that I struggle with when it comes to this word is, and I kind of want to use this as a two-part session here, is when it comes to other people using the word, other ethnic groups, and how do we really feel about that, and what the word really means. I mean, I have no idea, real talk, what an N-word is. Like, so when you call me that, like, I'm barking at you. You feel me? Like, if a black person called me an N-word, I'm barking at you off top. Like, I would appreciate it if you not do that. You know what I'm saying? Because what are you saying? I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what the word means, because it means something different to everybody. And so I'm tying that in with other races, because it's the same thing. Like, they say, well, they really didn't mean any harm by it because they listening to hip-hop. Well, I don't know what anybody means or what their intentions are when they're using a word. So for me, it's better to just, you know, dead it overall and just say, look, I'm cool with none of y'all not calling me it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I'm going to just leave it at that. But, you know, I guess, kind of like a two-part question for you, when you hear it, like, what does the word actually mean to you? And take away, like, the goose and all of that from back in the day, but in a modern era, what does the word mean to you when you hear it And secondly, how do you feel about, you know, white folks using it? And I see, I do see, and too, like, a lot of Puerto Rican cats, man, and Hispanic cats,
yeah,
in New York, man, like, I don't know what that's all about, but, like, black people are extremely loose when it comes to Puerto Rican cats and Dominicans in New York using the N-word, like they black, Fat Joe, and all those cats that grow up in Spanish Harlem and all in New York. But how do you feel about other cats using it?
Well, personally, I have a zero tolerance for anyone, especially any non-black person, bringing it towards me. You know what I mean? It's like, and the thing that's crazy about it, it's like, we, again, man, we don't speak up for ourselves in those moments. We've created that environment where people feel comfortable doing it around us. They feel comfortable trying us in that way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, until we eliminate that, you look at guys like you mentioned, like Fat Joe and those guys. Like, yeah, they're Hispanic, Puerto Rican, and Dominican for the most part, especially here on the East Coast. You kind of see that a lot. And that's largely because because they're treated that way, they can own and use the word. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is,
right,
that's still not true. That's not real. You're for the most part, your ancestors were not in bondage and being referred to that. You know what I mean? But going back to your first question, it's like, what, as far as what it means to me personally, it's almost to the point now when I hear it, I draw a blank. At first, because when you said that, my initial reaction was, oh, man, it immediately takes me back to slavery. I draw a blank when I hear it, because you hear it in so many different ways, you hear it in so many different terms, and it comes across in so many different in so many different connotations, I don't even know what to expect from it anymore. It's like, I just look at it as like a blank word. Like, it's almost to the point I'm so immune to it, I ignore it. So I don't respond to it. I don't feel anything anymore because I know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know it does not refer to me. Whatever that is, I'm not it. So I can, you know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever that is, I know I'm not that.
That's
so
funny, though.
It's like it just draws a blank to me.
But that's funny, because to me, it's like, if you're not that, then who is? And that's why, like, why I have such a problem with the word, because you aren't it, meaning you, Jay Wells, so who is? You feel me? Like, and
yeah,
it's one of those things where cats be like, shout out to all my real N-words. Man, what the hell are you talking about? Like, what?
The dumbest thing I ever heard, man.
Man, like,
what
does that mean?
I've ever heard.
Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, the word is in such limbo. It's in such a bad spot with me that when it's used, it's almost always used in a situation that even the person using it cannot really tell you what they're talking about. Shout out to all my real N-words. What are you talking about? Are you talking about, like, all the dudes in the building that's, like, willing to stick somebody up? Are you talking about all the dudes and women? Because let's keep it 100. Like, they talking about women,
yeah,
too. Are you talking about all the dudes and women in the building that's working, that are, like, taking care of their families, that are contributing positively to the plight of black folks? Like, what the hell are you talking about? So it's one of those things where it's so subjective that it absolutely, like, it has no meaning, and nobody can really explain it to you. And the people that say that, you just like, dude, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like another thing that's used to separate us. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's one of the biggest issues within our culture and our community. We look for ways to separate ourselves, and it's like, again, that whole slave mindset, man, those generations of being whitewashed, we look for ways to separate ourselves, whether it's light skin, dark skin, real N-words versus fake N-words. Oh, man, you Uncle Tom. We do so much to separate ourselves and just to put the other down. It's the dumbest thing ever, and culturally, we got to shake it.
Yeah, I agree 100%, man. Well, once again, you know, at TNJ Radio, we on bang on everybody that, you know, in a positive way, because some things you just got to bang on. You got to talk about them in order to solve issues, because no issue has ever been solved without conversation. And that's just the reality of it. And so, you know, we really wanted to have this dialogue about the N-word and right now we're going to jump into the solution, you know, because TNJ Radio is solution-based radio every Wednesday here at 6:30 p.m., so we really appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to us and checking us out. And you can catch me on Twitter at tfoss underscore. And what's your Twitter handle, Wells?
Worldwide Wells underscore.
All right, you can catch Wells at that. And I'll jump into a solution that I have for the situation with the N-word. Like we said, you can't end it at this point in time, but you can definitely put a dent in it. And my thing is simple with this. And it sounds crazy, but it's simple. I'm about the dialogue with it. So, for example, when people are using it around you, I would ask them, what are they talking about? I want to open up the dialogue about it. I've had plenty of conversations since I stopped using the word with people. And then I said, well, they keep using the word, and I'll ask them, why you keep saying that? What are you referring to? Why are you calling me the N-word? You know what I'm saying? Like, really challenging their thought on why they're using it. Because most of the time, nobody has ever challenged their thought in terms of why they're using it. And if it's somebody that you have a good relationship with and they care about you and you care about them and vice versa, you can actually have a productive conversation. Now, I'm not saying walk up to some stranger on the street that you just heard drop an N-bomb and be like, yo, my dude, why are you dropping N-bombs out here? Like, talk to me about that. No, like, it's about dealing with people in your circle, because once you work with people in your circle, and I don't even mean just family members, I mean people that you know, and then start from the inside out, and I think that we could really start working at eradicating the usage and taking responsibility of it so that other people aren't using it, and it can start to lose a little of its luster. Wells, what about you, man?
My number one thing with it, and again, man, like most things, it all starts with us. It always comes back to us. And we need to take ownership of the fact that we overuse the word, that we have to expand our vocabularies first. Because by using it as casually and as frequently as we do, we've made other cultures confused. We, like, obviously the smart people see the wrong in it, and the ignorant believe that it's acceptable for them to use it because we do. And that's why you see so many Europeans walking around feeling like they could say it to you or trying to test you or something, you know what I'm saying? Or just trying to throw it out.
Right, right.
And, again, they even refer to themselves as it because, again, they love our culture so much. They want to be ingrained in it just as like we are. But the thing is, we have to take control of the images that we project. And it's one of the most unfortunate truths in the world is that perception is reality. And until we create a positive perception of black culture, the reality of black culture will never be positive. It's like we have to change that. We have to flip that. And that's something that we need to take more ownership of and take more pride in. Man, we got to take pride in who we are. And when we continually demean our culture and mock it and mimic it, we ruin it for our children. We ruin it for the generations after us because they're going to have to clean up this mess.
Yeah, I agree. And I think even, you know, on another point, too, in terms of a solution, I think, like, people with the mouthpieces, really, when they talk about it, they need to talk about it in the right space. Like, for example, with Don Lemon, you know, we started off banging on Don, but Don will have a dialogue about the usage of the N-word, but then he takes the dialogue in the wrong direction. You know, like, you can say the usage of the N-word, we should probably, you know, take ownership of that, but then he'll have a KKK dude on there or,
yeah,
you know, all of these clowns on here to have dialogue about a conversation that they're not required to talk, that they aren't qualified, excuse me, to talk about. You know, you need to have some real life people on there that live in that realm, you know, like a Booker,
yeah,
T. Washington, Booker Washington or Umar Johnson or something like that, that can really carry the conversation and move it forward instead of having a whole bunch of clowns on the show that really can't engage.
Spinning in circles.
Yeah, that can't really engage in the conversation and move it forward. So once again, with that being said, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We really, really appreciate it. Another week in the books right here on TNJ Radio, Solution-Based Radio. Tune in next week at 6:30 p.m. where we'll be doing much more of the same, Solution-Based Radio. And as you all know, thanks again. God is love.